Hey everyone, welcome to episode 101. Tonight we're talking about a God you can't trust. So, the real question is this: what does it take to make the gospel come to life? If you are struggling with what you believe, or if you do believe but you want to feel the truth on a deeper level, or even if you are experienced in your faith and you want to deepen your relationship with Christ even further, what steps can all of us take to not just bring the gospel to life, but to cause the gospel to bring life into us? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Brian Robbins, and welcome to Bringing the Gospel to Life. All right, so tonight I've had two things happen over the past 2 days that have been about the same topic, so I want to take tonight to discuss them. And that is this. So as you know, I've been reading with Mary, Silent Souls Weeping, this book about depression and mental illness. I just walked into a box. I wonder if anyone heard that. Anyway. So we've been reading Silent Souls Weeping, and then as I said yesterday, we were talking with Dr. Stephen Harper and learning from him, and he said something that's really been ringing in my ears, and again, this is kind of a teacher thing, but this will be super relevant for everyone, I think. So as he was discussing polygamy in the church and the history of that, he got all fired up about something that I didn't realize was so important right now, but he said it is. And when somebody asked the question about polygamy, and he just kind of flipped out, and he's just like, "I am so glad you asked that, because I need to talk to this group right here, right now." And he went on to say that he doesn't think that we as members of the church and teachers in the church truly, truly, truly understand the fear and the anxiety that is caused by the doctrine of polygamy, and especially to the sisters of the church, and the concern that they undoubtedly probably must have, where so many of them are concerned that at some point, in order to make it into the celestial kingdom, and this is how they would phrase it in their mind, in order to make it into the celestial kingdom or to be a celestial person, that they'll eventually have to live the law of plural marriage. And he said, "You don't understand how many emails I get and how many people have true anxiety and true depression and true fear because of that doctrine." And I thought that was so interesting. So put a pause on that for a moment. And then going back to Silent Souls Weeping. So one chapter is completely dedicated to depression inside of missionary work, and how many missionaries there are that fall into depression on their mission because there seems to be this stigma that all the missionaries, like, before we go out, that it'll just be happy and you'll be on a spiritual high the entire 2 years or 18 months and you'll just rock it. But then when you get out there, all it seems is like it's work, 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 and depression, 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 and sadness, sadness, sadness. And, you know, leaders tend to just say, "Have more faith and keep working and it'll work out for you," and all this stuff. And that just drives people further into this dark despair. And it's not that anyone intends to, or that there's any bad meaning behind that, but that's just how it happens. And so it's been interesting to me. So both of those two topics, both Stephen Harper and then the person who wrote this book, brought up the same concept. And that concept is this: that with certain doctrines of the church, because we don't understand them correctly, and because we teach them in a way that is more soul-clenching than soul-freeing to people, we start to bring across this God to people that they can't trust in, or that they wouldn't want to even be around if he was real. And Dr. Harper talked about, like, there are so many women who, like, the celestial kingdom sounds just like it sounds like a nightmare to them because of this. And, but they'll still strive for it because of social pressure, but it sounds like an absolute nightmare to them. And then missionaries, and, you know, not just missionaries, but teenagers, and then not just teenagers. I told you in my statistics class, I'm learning things I didn't even know. The most at-risk group, for suicide is, 40-year-old adults, 40-year-old working adults. Like, they're the most at-risk people. But where do you see the most discussions about suicide and depression? It's always in youth conversations. It's never really taught in places like Elders Quorum and Relief Society, at least not nearly as much as it is to the youth, right? So people are building up this idea of God that he's someone that we would never want to be around. And Dr. Harper said this line that was just so powerful to me. He says, we need to do a better job of teaching a God and a celestial kingdom that people would actually want to live in. And that was just so powerful to me. And I really believe that. And this is why I believe in this podcast so much. And is that at some point I came to the realization that my religion was a relationship. And that God actually wanted me to have what I want to have. And we have so many things in situations where people go to a church meeting and whoever's speaking or whoever's teaching bashes on some behavior or some desire that we might have. And it makes us feel like we're absolutely sinners and completely awful when what they're actually, they're probably not even talking to us, right? They're probably talking to people. Like I remember as a missionary, like my mission president always kept saying, like, work harder and have more faith. And that just drove me further into sadness. But in reality, I found out later that there were missionaries who weren't even leaving their homes. And that's why he was speaking about that. But I didn't know that at the time, right? And so anyway, like I don't know. I don't know how many people we're even reaching with this thing. But I think there is a serious need in our church for, I have to be careful how I'm saying this, because I see the need for the leaders to teach the importance of not taking advantage of Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ and His atonement by not keeping the commandments. I get that. But I also believe, if you'll pay attention, there are prophets and apostles who are also giving talks to those who are on the opposite end of that spectrum, who need to be comforted and who need to let go of their expectations and the things that are bringing them down, and realizing that God is so compassionate and so loving. And we need to have a balanced God and one that you would want to live with. And him saying that was just really helpful for me. And I wanted to share that with you guys today. And just to make sure that there's no question, Elder Cook, in his last face-to-face, I'm going to misquote it, but to the effect, he pretty much said, like, we have a feeling in the brethren, aka the apostles in the first presidency, we have a feeling that that part of God's law of plural marriage has been fulfilled in this dispensation. Like, that's what he said. And without a doubt, you know, Stephen Harper, the guy who studied Joseph Smith and the Restoration more than anyone probably on this planet right now, like, he said, teach people that they will not be required to live the law of plural marriage in heaven. Teach them that and help them know in a God that they can trust and that they can love and that they can believe in and that they want to believe in. And that's not to say we can just make up any God we want, but I think we're not doing a good enough job with that, and I agree with that. So if there's some aspect of God that's scaring you, please know it's probably some false misconception that just needs to be changed. And I hope that's helpful for some of you, whether that's with, you know, gender is kind of a big topic right now, or whether it's with political issues, or whether it's with racial issues or polygamy or any other problems that you could potentially be having with our Heavenly Father. Like, I know He's perfect. I have felt His love. I constantly feel it, and that's why I'm doing this podcast, because I feel like people need to be doing this more. And He's awesome, and He loves us, and He just wants us to be better. And anything that is putting you down, I promise it's not from Him. Even in His correction, He builds up. And so if something's putting you down, I promise it's not from Him. So let me know if that helps. Share this with someone who needs it, as always, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.